WHCR 90.3 FM, New York.
Tears from your lovely eyes, and denied I was wrong. I said I feel so ashamed, I could just hide my face. Now I know
New York City.
I've heard
you know his name,
and
you recognize his voice worldwide. You're used to seeing him center stage with the Temptations. I'm talking about the one and only Mr. Barrington Henderson. He's on live with New York City. How you doing, Barrington?
Hey, man, my brother. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine.
What's going on,
Maurice? Doing fine, man.
I'd like to say hello, and also I'd like to give a warm greeting to everybody out there in Radio Land.
Definitely, definitely. What you been up to, Bo? A lot of people been asking me a lot about you.
Well, you know, just regrouping, working on new material. I did a show in Cincinnati on Valentine's Day. Putting together my team, putting together my band, and just moving forward, my brother.
Moving forward, man. A lot of people, for those of you who don't know, this is the former lead singer of The Temptations. He now has his solo CD out, one of them called Best Kept Secret. And, Bo, me and you've been keeping a secret from the rest of the world because we got another secret to let out tonight.
Do we?
We got something.
Okay, well, let's let it out.
We got something called Bodacious. Bodacious. Oh, is it Bolicious?
Yeah.
Which one? Bodacious.
Bodacious. That's right.
The second solo CD. We got pieces of it, man. And, yo, you slamming on this second CD, man. What's the deal with that?
I mean, thank you. Thank you, my brother. Yeah, I'm just trying to keep the creative juices going, man. I did send you the sneak preview of it.
Mm-hmm. And we're sneaking on New York.
I ain't mad at you.
You know, hey, we got to do it first right here on 90.3 FM. Voice Distributions is the way to do it, man. It's just, I mean, the first track. Oh! You ready for him, right, Bo?
Yeah.
Now, this one is called Do What? Do the Damn Thing. What is that?
Do the Damn Thing.
We going to pull up off the microphone. We going to give them just a snippet of it, baby. Just a little bit.
Okay.
Here we go.
Everybody, howdy, howdy. I came here to get this party. Show me. No reason to hold back and die. Shake your body. Shake. And I'm betting all, baby girl, can get real naughty.
Did you say Missy on there?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, New York City. Heard it first right here in New York. The Love Zone, baby. Bodacious. The second solo CD by Barrington Henderson. You can't tell me. Now tell me, what's the message in this one?
You know, basically just saying, hey, you know, just, you know, whatever it is, whatever, you know, whatever your desires and whatever your feelings are, just, you know, hey, just go with it. Just, you know, whatever compels you, just do the damn thing.
Just
know?
Do it, right?
No, that's right.
Don't let nothing hold you back. Just do it.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, New York City, a lot of your fans, especially Patrice and Bo Smiles up in Connecticut, they all been dying. They said, Maurice, tell Bo we miss him. How do you feel,
you know, I really miss everybody too, man. I'm looking forward to being able to get back out there full-fledged. And, you know, and be able to, you know, just hit the circuit and be able to, you know, cover the whole circuit from the East Coast to the West Coast.
Well, guess what? We got them down with voice booking agency.
And North and South. I don't want to leave out North and
that's
South.
Right, that's
and North
right.
And South.
We going worldwide with you, baby. We setting up some gigs
right
coming down the pipe for them, New York City. We got something scheduled. We're going to do up in Connecticut. We're trying to get back to Mohegan Sun. We're trying to take it back down to Tropicana, where they
know you,
where they know you at. Right, Bo?
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
We got some email, Bo. I got to read them real quick to you. One that says, hey, Bo, I just want to say how much of a fan I am of your music. I've seen you perform twice with The Temptations, and you basically set the house on fire with your talent of, and with your remakes of Treat Her Like a Lady, My Girl, and others. I was just wondering, since we all know the legacy of The Temps and their ever-revolving lineup, how do you feel about The Temps now that your tenure with them is over? Take care of yourself, Brandon. Tell me, man, how has it been since you've been out The Temps?
Oh, I mean, hey, man, I tell you, you know, I feel, I really feel a sense of freedom that I'm loving, you know, because, you know, it was such a demanding schedule, such a demanding job, and it took me to stepping away to really realize how much of my life that it was really, you know, that it was really, taken up, you know, so now that, I have, more of my time and not so much of my time is being consumed with that one thing. It's like, it's really like a breath of fresh air. And it's enabling me to really be able to, you know, diversify. And I'm feeling a lot of joy and a lot of pleasure with that, man.
Well, I know ever since you left, your CD sales have increased and everything. People was like, what? He's not with the Temps. He got a solo CD. People don't know you had it when you was with them, but now you're a solo artist. And, I mean, you know, we see the sales come and go. Lord, man, they just flying off the shelf. Matter of fact, out of stock a lot of times, man. How did that make you feel?
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have to do something about that to keep a supply.
We're going to have to get it, man. Definitely.
Yeah, we're going to definitely have to do that to keep a supply. You know, I got a box here. I need to send it to you.
Okay. Well, people worldwide have it. They got the new one. A lot of people anticipating the release of the new one. My favorite one on the new one happens to be track number 5, man. I guess I got to be a better man. Lordy.
Be a better man. Yeah.
Be a better man. Tell me about that one real quick.
Well, you know, I think that we all as individuals, you know, need to strive, you know, to, you know, edify ourselves and, you know, and improve upon ourselves, our character, and, you know, and what have you. So, you know, and even though that, you know, that song was kind of, you know, based on a relationship, you know, as far as, you know, reuniting with, you know, with a love interest and saying, you know, this time around, I'm going to be a better man and do all the things that, you know, that I may have fallen short on the previous go round. So, you know, but I would like to even take it a step further and just say, you know, in life in general, I think we all should continue to strive to be the best we can be and to be better individuals.
Well, New York City, you heard it straight from his mouth. We're going to pull up off the mic for about 1 minute, let you hear a little bit of this one, because this is the one that the Love Zone going to make number one, Bo. I can feel it already,
all right,
baby.
Now. Let's do that.
Listen to it, y'all.
I hoped it wouldn't be too long before I'd see you again. Next time around, I vowed would be the best of friends. I thought that love would be easier, but now I've learned and I understand. You take a chance when you fall in love. You got to work to keep the romance. Ooh, oh, oh, you want it to last. For it's really time that I be a better man.
Much better this time.
And for you, girl, I do all I can. For it's really time that I be a better man.
Right, New York City. That's all you're going to get. That's all you're going to get, Bo.
Oh,
that's all, baby. That's all. You know, Bo, one thing I got to give, you know, a lot of artists, sometimes they go solo and, you know, sometimes the income or something may not be there and all like that. So they pull back on the quality of the recording. Man, I'm listening to both CDs, and the quality of the studio work that you're putting into the work is awesome, man. I mean, we got to give you a hand on that part, man. You didn't pull back.
I appreciate that. I appreciate coming from a consummate professional. I really appreciate that, my brother.
Definitely.
And
man.
I'm gonna keep on putting it out there, man. And you know, I got great expectations. I mean, this is kind of a stage and period where I'm kind of reinventing, but I'm, you know, I got great expectations, my brother, really.
Well, you know, the new CD, Bodacious, Lordy, have mercy. First of all, the name, Bodacious, I mean, bring it on. Let's break that down so that there's no misunderstandings with some people whose name may be Bodacious. let's lay it out straight to let them know where the title of the CD came from, for sure.
Well, you know, it's like, you know, that was always an extension of my nickname, you know, by my nickname being Bo.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I just decided to just utilize it. You know what I'm saying? Just like I said, it's all a course of reinventing.
All right.
So I'm coming with a whole new moniker, a whole new flavor, and you know, a whole new title.
Well, you mentioned a whole new flavor and all that stuff. I got to tell you right now, there's a young lady named Yandias Hill in New York City that works for us in the office, and she loves your first CD. She loves the second one, and she said for me to keep reminding you, when you make the video, she want to be in your video.
You want to be in the video?
She want to be in your video, man. She's a singer.
Yeah.
She's a singer and all that.
I just want to know, now, and what's she going to be wearing in the video?
Hey, Bodacious, that's going to be up to you, man.
Okay. All right, I'm sure we can hook it up.
All right.
I'm sure we can make that happen.
A lot of people have been asking me about it. They've been saying, listen, you know, we just saw Bo on TV. Worldwide, people talking about celebrity justice.
I knew that was going to come up.
You knew that was coming. Well, hey, you know the voice. Got to keep it real. The bad and the ugly.
Hey,
we got to hit on a little of everything. We know that currently right now there's a pending lawsuit going on between you and the Temptations. So that everyone get the story straight from your side, why don't you break it down to New York and tell us what's going on in that situation and where did the lawsuit come about and everything?
Well, just to kind of sum it up in a nutshell, man, it's just various royalties and monetary issues that I was entitled to that I didn't receive, you know, as far as merchandising, et cetera. And the brothers really did me wrong. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. I mean, I put my heart and soul into the situation and gave my all in all, and you know, it just boiled down to the same brothers that I was praying with prior to every show was kind of stabbed me in my back, and for no godly reason, you know. And so after really thinking about it, and after really, you know, dealing with the, you know, the reality of the matter, I decided to just seek counsel, because I mean, so many times these same atrocities have happened in this industry that, you know, that we're in, you know, and you know, whereas you know, the small guy, you know, the little guy always gets kind of squashed and, you know, by the establishment, and I've dealt with that before myself, and it's just this time I just decided that enough is enough, and that you know, and it's not try to smear anybody. But I just want what I'm entitled to, you know. And I just want a fair shake, and that's what it came down to, man. You know, so you know, hopefully that we can arrive to some amicable settlement, and if not, then we'll go to court. And I'm looking forward to my day in court. I'm looking forward to my day in court, because you know, there's some things that I think need to be revealed, and some things that I want to say, and I need to be vindicated, man.
All right, well, let's take some of the fans back. let's take some of the fans back so that they'll know, well, it's been a lot of former Temptations. Refreshing some of their memory on some of the leads, that's the songs you sung lead on that you was that recorded. I know they got a Grammy with one of them. Which one was that?
Oh, the Grammy came with Irresistible, the CD Irresistible.
Okay.
And I did It's All Right to Be Wrong on that. I did Proven and True with the duet with Ron Tyson. That was produced by Jill LaVert. Great song on that particular CD is Kiss Me Like You Miss Me. I'm featured on quite a bit on that CD, okay. on that Irresistible CD. So that was a Grammy Award winning CD.
What about the Phoenix Rising CD? What are you singing on there?
On which one?
Phoenix Rising. Stay and yeah.
On Phoenix Rising, how could he hurt you? And then I was just featured on the also on Stay on mm-hmm. in the video.
And how about Awesome? Awesome.
Awesome. I'm doing a ton of stuff on Awesome.
Okay.
Jerry was having some throat problems which kind of put me in position to probably do more than what was even previously anticipated. But on Awesome, I wrote one song on there called My Baby. I'm doing a lot of stuff on that particular CD.
Since you've done so many, you don't remember. We gonna leave it alone.
They worked me so hard on that one that I'm partially brain dead on that one, Marie.
All right.
I mean, I was in the studio at 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning on that one while everybody else was at home sleep. I'm just keeping it real.
Well, New York City, we must let you know that this is the opinion coming from Barrington Henderson side. We're not saying this is the official. From 90.3 FM saying anything. We just got the man on the air voicing his side of the opinion. A lot of people telling me, when you going to get Otis on? Well, Otis know he can come on anytime he want to come on. And, hey, we let everybody come on and talk right here on the Love Zone for sure. We heard there was something going down with the way you were singing My Girl. And people seeing you live, seeing My Girl, something came down. You wasn't hitting the notes right and all that. But, Bo, you know, one thing I always ask you, we always kept it real, and a lot of people say, how can, Otis, release him after all this time and stuff like that? And me and you have spoken.
Singing the song, I don't see, I think that's kind of a smokescreen.
Now tell me this, Bo.
How many times, you want to know approximately how many times I've sung it in 6 years?
Yeah.
Probably a few hundred. So where's the discrepancy?
A few hundred times.
And how long does it take, in order to, come to that conclusion? If that is the case. But, like I said, I'm not buying that one, and I hope the public at large doesn't buy that one. That's, I'm fully capable of singing My Girl. Or any other kind of girl,
Right.
So,
Bo.
That was a smoke screen.
Initially, when you first came in the group, we know when you came in. Well, now we're not talking about when you first became affiliated because we know that's 30 years. But when you officially came in the group, though, and I've asked you this off the phone, whatever. I asked you on the mic. Did you feel you were going to come in and be a part of this group for a long time, or did you ever come in and feel okay? They need me at this moment for right now. What was your opinion on that when you honestly came in the group back then?
After all of the false calls and all of the preparatory work that went into it, I thought it would be a position for life, and I was willing to represent it for the long haul, So it was totally beyond my control. The undoing of it. And the dismantling of my position was totally, it was done in a very somewhat devious and deceptive way, because I was I was told that that my position was secure.
You're saying at one point you're saying that you probably approached management and asked, hey, what's going on here, and is there any problems?
Not at point, at many points. And I was reassured that that everything was fine, and that you know, and that they were just as devoted to me as I was to them.
Okay, tell me this then. What made you approach them to have to inquire? Was you feeling funny, or were you hearing things? Or
I mean, after, you know, it was you know, persistent rumors, you know,
on
the internet, you know, all the way from overseas, various industry people. I mean, it persisted. So, and I worked under that pressure, you know, and worked, you know, under those conditions for a long period of time. I mean, and, you know, I mean, just think about it. Who likes to, or who should be subjected to doing their job and having to look over their shoulders, you know? I mean, but I did that, and I did it like a trooper and did it like a Trojan for a couple of years, amidst hearing, you know, persistent rumors. And then finally, you know, and while I was constantly being reassured that everything was everything, lo and behold, the best kept secret wasn't my CD. The best kept secret was I was being undermined and I was being conspired against all the time. You know, it's a dirty game, man.
Well, Barrington, we want to thank you, man, for coming in and speaking up on your behalf once again. A lot of fans, we had to bring you back because a lot of people were asking, saying, listen, bring Bo back on. You know, we miss him. We don't get to see him perform too much and everything. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. And but let me say, you know, that I ain't, listen, but let me say that still, you know, my heart is still light and my conscience is clear. And, you know, and I don't really have no major animosity, you know what I'm saying, towards nobody.
Against,
you
know, the management.
Thing I want now is just some justice. And and outside of that, I wish everybody the best, man. I wish the world peace.
I always ask you this, Bo. I gotta ask you. If they ask you to come back before the court case is over, now I'm gonna throw a little wrench in there. If they say, Bo, listen, forget the court thing, come on back, would you go back?
That would take some deep contemplation, my brother.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, that would take some deep contemplation, man. That's a rough one. That's a rough one, man. I mean, it's like, you know, after you've been, you know, done wrong, and after you, you know, put your heart and soul, blood, sweat, and tears into a situation, and, you know, and you've given love and not received love back in return, you know, in any relationship, you know, it's kind of a tough one. You know, that's hard to say. I don't know. I couldn't say yeah.
Well, I put it to this way.
And I try to never say no. You know, I try to never say never, but... I don't know, my brother.
I put it this way. That's something for you to think about, all right?
Yeah.
If you never did, that's something for you to think about. And, hey, like you said, you know, you wish the best for everybody, definitely. I had another question for you. Just totally went blank from me there, man. But before we let you go, anybody you want to say hello to up here in New York City, out there in Cali, or anywhere else?
Oh, yeah. Well, I want to send a shout-out to...
Well, we don't do shout-outs, but we send love.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. I just want to say hello and send my warmest regards to D. Perry and her sons, Kevin and Kenny Perry, her family. Like to send a hello out to a friend of mine in New York that I haven't seen in years, actually. Who may be listening, Nicole Folks, and holler at me if you get a chance. I like to, you know, say hello to Waleen Grooms, who I did that Valentine's show with, you know, a host of other family and friends and fans out there. You know, I can't think of everybody right off the top of my head, but for those that I may have forgotten, you know, charge it to my head and not my heart. And I just like to send my love to everybody. And I just want to thank everybody for the continued support.
Before we let you go, Bo, we got to read a few emails that came in for you. One says, hi, Maurice. I'm wondering, when will Barrington be performing in Chicago? Plus, I want him to know that I love him and I miss him and I'm still going strong as his biggest fan. God bless Patrice. What else we got here? It says, hi, Bo. This is Carol Johnson from Philly. You snuck in Philly once before with Ollie Whitson, and I missed you.
So
when do you plan on coming back this way again to perform? Please keep us posted on your website. Continue success in all that you do. P.S. Can you wish me a happy belated birthday on the air? By the way, happy birthday to The Voice also. Love and happiness, Carol. All right, you better go ahead and wish a happy birthday, Bo.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Carol. Happy birthday to you. It's a little something off the top of my head.
You got it, man. We got one last one here. It says, hi, Barrington. First, let me say, I miss you, and I'm waiting patiently to see you performing on somebody's stage soon. I bought tickets to the Baltimore show, but unfortunately it didn't happen. Thank God I was able to get my money back after finding out you were no longer on the show. Hold on and be strong. God is going to bless you in many big ways. My question to you is, when and where can I see you singing hits from your best-kept secret CD? Thank you for sharing your musical talents with me for the past several years. Love the best. Love you, Valencia, a.k.a. Bo Smiles in Connecticut.
All right. I appreciate that.
Well,
I'm going to be trying to circulate. Like I said, I'm constantly putting together this team and putting together this strategy and this formula. So, I'm launching it this year. I mean, as we speak, everything is in motion.
That's right. A lot of you don't know. He's down with Voice Booking Agency now, and keep up at voicebookingagency.com. We're going to be able to click on Bo's picture and find out wherever he is touring worldwide, because we got a lot of things on the plate for you, Daddy-O.
I appreciate that.
Definitely,
I'm looking forward to it.
Definitely, man. Bo, that's going to do it for us, man. The brand new CD. It's called Bodacious. Coming out soon on Voice Distributions. They know the website. They're going to know how to get it. As soon as we drop it, their fans are going to be happy with it, I can tell. In Showville, New York City, man.
All right.
Thanks for calling, Bo. That's the man right there, Mr. Barrington Henderson. This is his brand new CD, y'all.
Yeah.